to the Boss Lab. In today's episode, I want to discuss one word that is actually crippling you in your business, and that word is value. So you've been online, you've been struggling with sales, and every time you look up someone saying, oh no, you don't want to spam people, you don't want to constantly be promoting your business or your service or your products, you don't want to constantly be posting your actual URL to your website, you want to provide value. And then you're probably stuck thinking like, well, what the hell is value? Like, what's value? And so you go online and you see what other people are doing. You see they're posting a lot of inspirational quotes and you say, okay, well, that's valuable, right? So now you spend all this time on Google, all this time on Pinterest, reading a dozen self-help books, and you find all of these great, wonderful, super duper fantastic, wonderful inspirational quotes. And now every single day you're posting these quotes and you're wondering, well, why aren't people actually coming to me? Like, why aren't people buying my stuff? Why aren't people, you know, actually reaching out to me like you guys said they would? So I want to talk about value, right? And that's because though those quotes are value, they're not valuable to your target market. So a lot of what you post should be strictly for your target market. You should always be thinking about them. Now, when you are attracting people to you, you are actually establishing yourself as an authority figure, right? And you're building the know, like, and trust factor. Now, how do you do that? It's not a copy and paste method per se. However, I like to set up the back work or the background of it using the three E's. That's educate, entertain, and empower. And with that, I remain consistent with me, my personality, my brand message, as well as how I can actually service my target market. So I'll give you a couple of examples, right? And the reason why I want to do this is because valuable information just pretty much means relevant information. So let's just say you are in the medical field. Let's say you are a surgeon. And not only are you a surgeon, but you're working upwards to 72 to 80 hours per week. You probably don't really have time to hear about the newest beauty trends, right? You probably don't care about the best false eyelashes, but someone who's a makeup artist might, someone who's in the beauty industry might. So it's all about what's going to be relevant to you, okay? So it's not to say that the information isn't value, but it's just not relevant to that group. So using the three E's, educate, entertain, and empower, I cannot stress that enough, you guys. So let's just give a couple of examples of how you can educate people. Now let's say you are in the health and wellness field. Some things that you might want to actually share with your target market is different lifestyle type of posts, right? Or different ways that they can relieve stress, as we know that stress usually contributes to overeating. Or you can talk about the different eating habits or different diets, or maybe even if it's just clothing, like what's the best clothing to work out in? How can you maximize your exercise activities? Actually, what type of exercises can you do when you're limited on time, right? Or when you don't have access to a gym? These are some type of things you guys can be talking about, right? And then they're like, oh, that's very, very helpful. Why? Because people love when you help them, okay? Let's just say you're in the jewelry industry. Now, jewelry and fashion go hand in hand, fashion accessories. So some things that you can actually talk about is how to actually complement a certain type of shirt, right? Like depending upon the neckline of the shirt, how can you complement that with a piece of jewelry? How can you accentuate your neck with a piece of jewelry, right? These are certain things like little tips, little hacks, like little image hacks that you can actually do to educate your target audience, to help them pick the correct piece of jewelry, and even if it's the correct piece of fashion that can go with the jewelry that they're considering purchasing, right? Or even if you want to talk about the different colors and what they represent, you know, people love that type of information. Now, of course, guys, you know, I could not leave out the beauty industry, okay? So let's talk about how you can educate people in the beauty industry outside of makeup tutorials, okay? Let's just say there is a new ingredient, or maybe even not a new ingredient, but maybe there is an ingredient that isn't well known, but it's getting a lot of publicity. such as hyaluronic acid. You can actually educate people about the benefits of it. How does it affect your skin? Let people know that it's already a part of your natural body, so don't be afraid because it has the word acid in it, right? Or if you want to talk about skincare tips for beginners or common mistakes that people make in their skincare regimen, or if it's common mistakes that people make in terms of taking care of their skin once they start wearing makeup, or you can talk about certain beauty hacks, right? And beauty hacks could be ways to actually, you know, effectively use your makeup, make it last longer. What if it's, you know, multi-purpose uses of certain makeup products? How to make makeup pop, right? Or how to make it last longer? Like different little things that's not necessarily going to be said on the actual bottle. And this is how you can educate. Now, entertain. Entertain is what I like to consider your conversation piece. So think about when you are actually at a party, or you're just face-to-face, you don't have to be at a party, but you're face-to-face with someone, and you're actually having a conversation. And you two have this thing, whatever your business is, whatever type of industry you're in, you have that in common. Now, are you gonna constantly talk about the product? No, but you're gonna talk about the industry in general, right? So things that you can talk about. You can talk about pop culture as it relates to the business. You can talk about different trends. You can talk about breaking news. So for example, with the health and wellness industry, I'm pretty sure you've seen people posting about the recent romaine lettuce recall, right? In the beauty industry, with the recent recall of a certain tampon brand, right? So these are certain things that you can actually talk to people about. And it doesn't have to be always serious. You can mix it up and offer a bit of humor, right? There are going to be certain jokes that only that industry is going to get. It's kind of going to be like jargon, so to speak. So for example, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen a similar meme to this, but it's about in the makeup industry, right, we have highlight, we have contour. And so we have highlighters. And so the teacher pulls out and says, pull out your best highlighter. And you see the person with like this glittery cheek where the highlighter is popping, I'm not gonna lie. And of course, this was supposed to be referencing like the neon colored highlighters. But of course, the makeup industry got it, because why? We use those type of highlighters. Like, it was funny to us, right? So if there's a certain type of humor, you know, things that you guys can actually relate to, share that, you know, have fun with it. A lot of people forget that having your business doesn't necessarily mean that you can't actually express yourself in your business, okay? And then the last piece is empowering. Now, I know I said that it's not about constantly posting inspirational quotes, right? But you do want to at least empower and inspire someone to take action, to not give up. But one way that I like to make this a little bit more effective is I like to find things that relate to the actual industry. Because they know, and you know, right? You understand them, and you want to show that you understand them. You understand the issues that they may be having, right? So if you're in the health and wellness industry, there's a quote out there that's talking about how you'll see the results, how you'll start to hear the results. And at the end it says, just keep going, keep pushing, right? And that definitely does help for someone that's just getting started in their health and wellness journey. Or if you're in the beauty industry, right? And sometimes we get so caught up with the superficial aspects of it that we have to remind ourselves that you know, there's an inner beauty, right? How we need to start to fully embrace ourselves for who we are and to, you know, there's even quotes where it says, hey, don't be afraid to express yourself, right? Because like, you know, there's a lot of different things that are said negatively about each industry. But, you know, there are certain type of quotes that's going to say, hey, I know exactly what you're going through. Right? Show them that you understand them. And what's going to happen, right, as you consistently do this, is you're going to start to build your brand. You're going to show what you represent. They're going to know what they can expect from you, right? And then when you start to incorporate your business type of post, right, you want to use that sparingly. They're going to come to you for help because they see that you know what you're talking about. They see that you're on top of your game. Like when you're showing recent trends and recent news and stuff, they know that you know what you're talking about. So they're going to still come to you for help. But when you actually make a business post, they're not going to be so hesitant because you've been providing values to them all this time. So that is my little tip for today. as I've stated, do not get frustrated. Value is only defined as how relevant is it to your audience. So before you make a post, right, and I know sometimes we get caught up of like, oh, this cute cat video, I just had to show it. It has absolutely nothing to do with my business or my brand, but I just got to show somebody. Before you do that, look at your checklist. Does it educate, empower, or entertain? Catch you guys on the next one. Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.